HKX, mobile.
WTJKT.
Some breakfast. Best you can hope for, but I've been into convenience stores lately and you can't even get a drink.
I need baptizing, so I'll see you later. At construction zone here at 6:14 in the morning. Still have 45 minutes to go.
Thanks.
That's taken me a solid 2 hours to get into the office in the morning, and when I first started doing this commute, I could do it in about an hour and 25. So, yeah, it's just been getting worse and worse. OKT.
HKX, I'm back.
What do you use, JKT?
Flyers. Get away last there just a second ago.
Or
what the hell is going on this week, or the next couple of weeks? Most of it in that sales flyer was diagnostic stuff, scanners and stuff like that. But bigger ticket items is for shops.
That reminds me, I still need to call your guy. I haven't gotten around to it yet.
Something you probably need to make plans for so they can get the stuff to do it.
Call them this week and get something set up.
Tell them you got the number from me.
I first need him to tell me what it's going to send me back because I still got to pay for the turbo.
Send it out on another one, so you ought to have a fairly good idea. Another Nissan with the Cummins in it. So, it will work out pretty good for you.
Yeah, I definitely don't need another big, you know, expense like that on that truck, especially when it's due to something stupid.
Using that Gen 1 system where it sprays extra diesel fuel in there, that system didn't work great.
The other parts of it are very unreliable and fail all the time. So I've had two major components of it fail since I've owned the truck, and I've only got 100,000 miles on it. So it's time to get something fixed.
Volkswagen's doing?
Again?
Government, not yet anyway. They're shutting down 3 plants over in Germany, and the employees are not happy about it.
Well, they're not selling any cars.
But I don't know. They promised they weren't going to lay anybody off, and here they are. They're going to shut down 3 plants, and so it's caused a big old uproar over there.
Themselves. So I don't know what they were expecting when they had to, yeah, you know, when they were cheating and they got caught and had to pay all the money. You know, that money's got to come from somewhere. And, pile on top of that, the fact that their sales volume has been plummeting the last few years because of the bad publicity, you know, it's a big mess.
And I don't think they're that great a car to start with.
They're not. I mean, look what they've done to Porsche since they took over. I mean, it's just, you know, nobody wants to buy a Porsche anymore.
The four-door version.
Fast Jetta.
I'm very sarcastic on that one.
Well, they are. I mean, Porsches are just rebadged Volkswagens now. There's nothing special about them. And, you know, it's just a Volkswagen. You know, I think the Cayenne is a Touareg, and then the Panamera is a Passat, and then the little one's a Jetta. And I think the 911 might still be a 911, but the other ones are just Volkswagens with different names on them.
Pretty much, that's the way that is, and then you get Audis pretty much the same way.
I think it's a race to the bottom.
Yeah, when all you worry about is profit margins, and all customers worry about is how cheap they can get a product.
Line, late stage capitalism?
I call it greedy. It's what I call it.
Nobody cares about anything anymore. Yeah, you're right, it is just all about the dollar.
I wonder if people even see these speed limit signs on the side of the road. KO4 HKX. I know since they lowered the speed limit over here on 25, I think it's just gotten worse about people speeding through here.
Where?
People are just speed limit on 25 from the state line all the way through to 45 mile an hour. I see people running 70 plus through here.
Like a money move to me.
To do with the construction, I think they're going to do some work on this road all the way down through here in phases, just like you're doing 85. So 25 is going to be the next 85, the perpetual construction.
A cow has a lot of milk right now, I guess.
$2 billion that they have found in a bank account somewhere from all the taxes on the fuel that they raised.
You know, the big story there is that they somehow lost $2 billion for a while, and then suddenly it turns up.
They're still taxing the extra 10 cents on there now, so. And I think they're wanting to raise it, so it again now, aren't they?
I'm in South Carolina anymore, so I don't really follow the news, but it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, you know, North Carolina has a much higher gas tax than South Carolina, so they're probably thinking, well, if North Carolina can do it, so can we.
The fuel prices are pretty close to the same thing now.
The 30 or 40 cent drop when you cross from North Carolina into South Carolina, but that's not the case anymore.
The diesel fuel, except for just a very few areas, for the same price in Transylvania County as I can in Greenville County.
Well, the work needs to be done. I mean, South Carolina has some of the worst roads I've seen of anywhere I've lived. So, you know, if they found $2 billion and they want to spend it on, you know, improving some of the roads, I guess we got to put up with it.
I am. And 25 definitely needs some improvement. I can't believe those bridges haven't collapsed that you got to cross as it is.
11 overpass to 25 is in, you know, rotting shape. It's got several caution flags thrown at it over the years.
I agree. And like I said, those two bridges up there on 25, I can't believe they're still standing with as much patchwork as they got on them. I mean, I've seen 4-foot holes all the way through. You're seeing the road underneath.
Highway 18 from the South Carolina line up to Shelby, and also they repaved it in South Carolina too, but they repaved everything, but they didn't do any work on that bridge over the Broad River down by the interchange with 85, so that bridge is still falling to pieces.
The scary thing is you still see semi-trucks going across it.
Is the big route to the Walmart distribution center up in Shelby to get down to 85. So, yeah, there's so much truck traffic. And then you've got T-Force there at the exit 95, 96. They come up 18 all the time, too. So there's tons of semi-traffic on that bridge, and it's just, you know, barely hanging on.
Decided to get up early and go to work this morning.
Down here in Greenville too. I'm coming up on the exit 51 interchange, and it's moving, but it's definitely heavy. Later than I normally am at this point.
Off schedule, but traffic coming through Traveler's Rest there in the 25-276 split. Normally way heavier this morning than it normally is.
You know what really gets me, Patrick?
KO4HK.
Hit this interchange at exit 51. It involves all those new flyover bridges, all the new interchange, all the new ramps, all the new paving work and everything. And they finished that in under a year. But they can't just throw a slap on a layer of asphalt on 85 North in how long have they been working on it now? 6-7 years?
That's all I know. Yeah, I can't figure that one out myself.
For this election to be over, my phone has been exploding with spam texts and spam phone calls from all these campaigners for like weeks and weeks, and I'm dying for it to be over.
HDX, I am 100% with you on that. I am sick of it.
campaigns are exempt from all the spam laws, so, you know, they can call you all they want. There's nothing you can do about it.
I do have one advantage, though. They want to, when they try to disguise their number, it's always an 828 number because they want to make it look like it's a local number. I don't get too many local numbers that I don't already have in my phone. So anybody that's trying to get a hold of me has usually got an 864 number from down here. So I can rule out 90% of them.
I have a 484 number. So that's back up in Philadelphia. So I don't talk to anybody up there anymore. So I know that if it's coming from area code 484 or 215 or any of the Philadelphia area codes, I know it's spam, so I can just ignore it.
A little bit easier.
Google is getting pretty good at filtering the spam messages. If they're coming in by text, you know, it's pretty good about saying, hey, you know, spam message blocked. But I still get a notification for it, and I just would really rather not.
My phone is blocking all these spam calls, but I still get a text message alert saying spam has been blocked. I'm like, well, then why notify me? I don't care.
Paid if you go read it.
That I've clicked on, it doesn't have any advertisement in it or anything, so if they're getting paid, I ain't figured out how yet.
One thing, if the messaging were actually helpful at all, but all it is mudslinging. I mean, it's nothing positive whatsoever and nothing informative. All it is blaming and scare tactics and all this other stuff. And it's like, I don't need any part of that.
I agree. It's all lies anyway. They're not going to do anything when they get in there.
I'm not hearing the repeater anymore, W2JKT.
I can hear you if you can hear me, KO4HKX.
I think there's a shadow around milepost 4647 or something, especially when the repeater's not doing well like this. It makes it hard to get it. Anywhere south of Greenville, there's a dead spot.
This morning, I'm over here in my normal route. I'm barely getting two bars on it, S2 on a receive.
I can barely hear you at all, so I'm just going to go ahead and sign, and I hope you have a good day and everything, but yeah, this is a little frustrating, so I'm just going to bow out here and see what Courtney's up to. I think she's probably up by now to get the kids ready for school. So anyway, good talking to you this morning, Patrick. Have a great day, and I'll catch you maybe this afternoon on the way home. This is W2JKT73.
Have a good rest of your trip, and I hope you have a good day in KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.